Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn. And here's what's happening. Police have located human remains in the area they have been searching, looking for Kata Scott. The 23-year-old woman has been missing since October 4th. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more from police who say they will wait until the medical examiner's office completes its investigation before confirming the identity.
An anonymous tip led police to a shallow grave in a wooded area behind the abandoned Ada H. Lewis Middle School in East Germantown. Officials searched this area in the days prior, and First Deputy Commissioner John Stanford says they plan to do so again through the weekend.
This discovery, this person has been deceased for a few days, and so for some time. I'm not going to say how many days, but this didn't just happen yesterday.
Kata Scott was last seen on the night of October 4th, heading to work in Chestnut Hill. Police have charged a Delaware man in her kidnapping. Those charges have sparked controversy. An earlier kidnapping case against the Delaware man, Keon King, was dropped after a victim did not appear in court to testify in the case. Community members were at the scene voicing their frustration with the police, who they say should have found her sooner. Stanford says he understands their reaction.
I'm not offended at all, because that's people's emotion. And this is an emotional situation, and so it's to be understood. However, I know what we have done and the amount of hours that have been put into this process of trying to locate Ms. Scott.
That report from KYW's Sonny Morgan. Four people have been killed in a crash on the New Jersey Turnpike in Salem County. The crash happened in Carney's Point overnight near the exit to the Delaware Memorial Bridge. A new women's prison is being built in Chesterfield, Burlington County. It will replace the embattled Edna Mahan Prison for women. The Mahan facility has been slated to close for several years now since a series of scandals alleging physical and sexual abuse of prisoners. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty with more on this.
After decades of scandals, abuse, and a physically deteriorating building, Governor Phil Murphy announced the closure in 2021. Since then, the state has made changes to ensure none of that happens again. Department of Corrections Commissioner Victoria Kuhn says it will be a state-of-the-art facility designed with rehabilitation in mind.
When the doors of this new facility open, the foundation for its success will have already been poured with the reforms that we have implemented.
Governor Phil Murphy says the 33-acre campus will have multiple buildings for different purposes.
Simply put, this new correctional facility will help provide greater dignity and humanity to the women who live within its walls without sacrificing one speck of the requisite security.
Completion is projected for 2028.
More than a dozen guards were indicted by a grand jury in 2022 over violence against inmates the previous year at this facility. Those charges were dismissed earlier this month. That followed a federal investigation that found an open secret of sexual abuse of prisoners. Philadelphia City Council will consider eliminating late fees for residential water department customers. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Currently, any water department customer who pays their bill more than 30 days late gets a 5% penalty slapped on, with more penalties accruing over time, and eventually they could have their service cut off. Councilman Jeffrey Young introduced a bill at the last council session that would exempt residential customers from the late fees.
Doesn't mean you don't have to pay your water bill, all right, but we want to make sure that we are providing a level of service that residents can really appreciate, and we want to keep their costs down as much as possible as other costs are continuing to rise in the city.
The water department's base costs are among those continuing to rise. A 9.5% increase went into effect last month, and another hike of 5.5% is scheduled for next September.
KYW's Pat Loeb there. And a new book about the Frankfort Yellow Jackets seeks to tell the forgotten story of that football team, the precursor to the Eagles. KYW's Matt Leon spoke with the author, Brian Michael.
The Eagles fan base, of course, is legendary for its passionate support of the team. And Michael says 100 years ago or so, you saw a similar situation with fans of the Yellow Jackets.
The team regularly had the highest attendance, and fans would travel as well. Not only was it tough to come to Frankfort, they would bring thousands of people. They would charter their own trains to New York, Atlantic City, places like that, and be a force. Yellow Jackets Stadium was built for about 10,000 people. It regularly held about 20,000. It had plenty of room for parking. It had plenty of outhouses in the parking lot.
You can listen to Brian Michael talk about what led to the demise of the Frankfort Yellow Jackets by checking out the latest episode of my podcast, One-on-One with Matt Leon. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.